talk.
Okay, so the Gemara for several blot from like Samach Aleph, depending on how you count, at least Samach Gimel is dealing with the mitzvah of Ona and the obligation of a husband's marital relations to his wife. Then Samach Gimel it switches to Moredes, which is really a question of the chiyuv of the woman. So that's what we'll deal with next week. But this is basically the sugya in the Gemara for the next like five blot. Kamuvan, I'm not going to get into too many details of it. You know, there's a tremendous amount of halachic literature on it, which is really not appropriate to go into details right now. But just to get the basics out there, okay? So the Mishnah that we have lists the number of the frequency with which a husband has to be with his wife, right? If you are a Talmud Chacham, it's... Talmud Chacham is Pam B'Shavua, right? If you're the bottom, whatever that means, you're the wealthy guy.
Can you explain that it's like, is there a reason
that
he doesn't go?
The Gemara has a whole bunch of chilukim, right? And sailors who are far away every 6 months, and you know these people every month, and these every week, and these every 30 days, and this every day, and
da-da. How many times does he get without the Rishon of his wife?
Yeah, v'chulei. And then there's a whole deal and Rishonim. What does it mean in Talmud Chacham? Does it mean someone who knows a lot of Torah, someone who learns a lot of Torah, someone who's a Baal Mechadesh, someone who's... whatever.
I was going to ask that. What's the actual? What actually?
Not getting into it. I'm not getting into the details of it. I'm really not. All right. I just want to lay out the basics, but I'm really not going to get into details. But that's right. That's the Mishnah, and then the Gemara fleshes it out. Who's who? Whatever. Okay. So I want to deal with a very, very basic question. The Gemara. Let's for a moment take. I'll take you wherever you want. Here, Ariel. I'll pass it back. Let's take the person who's chayev once a month. Okay? So, very simple question, which will highlight the nature of the chiyuv. Let's say he has two wives. How often does he chayev to be with each wife?
Once a month each.
Or is it a total?
Or is it a total once a month?
Is it on the woman or is it on the...
Good! So the fundamental question, Mrs. Ona, is... Is the moked, the schus ha'isha, right, that she's entitled to her husband being with her once every whatever perek zman we're talking about, or is it that a husband can only be expected to fulfill his chiyuv every perek zman, and therefore if he would have multiple wives, right, he would only be chayev to be with any wife once during that period of time, and if he has two wives, or three wives, or four wives, you would divide the number of times, respectively. Yes, Nathaniel?
I was going to answer partially. It would seem, at least, that it would be each wife is due. A, because...
So you would think that, but it's against all Rishonim except for one.
Sorry.
Literally all Rishonim except for one.
All the other 99.5% of whatever it is would have to answer what this wife two... what's she doing for however long, and how come she gets, in theory, rejected relative to the other one?
So just to explore it, right? The mokade of this is actually not in our sugya. You would think it would be, but the Rishonim don't actually really discuss it in our sugya. The mokade is actually in a strange Gemara in Yevamos Mem Gimel through Mem Dalav and Aleph. So the Gemara there says. Arba achen nusuin arba nashim umesu imratza golos shebehem liyavim eskulan rishus biyado. Okay, somebody, there are five brothers, four of them die, and now one brother wants to do yibum to all four wives. Right, it's a very sad situation. He has four brothers who die without children. What?
Not for the fifth brother.
And that's still pretty sad. You lost all four of your brothers. It's really a bad situation. You know, I don't know why you think this is a good for this brother. It's not. Rosenzweig once joked at some point. You know, he was really? Being asked to give a he speak at a Shabbaton, YU Connects, you know, like the shidduch thingy in YU. And so this led to him joking and sheer for a long time about it. That, you know, in many years, one person will ask, well, how did you meet your wife? Well, I was at a Shabbaton, and Rosenzweig was speaking, etc., etc. And how did you meet your wife? Well, my uncle died without children, and my brother, you know. Yibam is not a good situation. It's just awkward, okay? Like, Remember, and he's also not allowed, according to Abba Shaul, he's not even allowed to marry her because he likes her. And if he does, it's Znus, right? Not good for a brother. Okay? But the Gemara says, if he wants to, he can marry all of them. So the Gemara says, Harashus biado vishavkile. Is it true that we allow him? Dum vatanya vikaru lo zikne iro. Hain v'lo shulchan v'dibruwe lav milame shema tzin lo etzu. Again, this is the important part that we speak, the chachamim speak to him, the zekanim speak to him, which Chazal understand to mean that they give him good advice. Shem hayahu yelet v'hi zekena hu zakein v'hi yalda. Omrim lo malcha etzel yalda malcha etzel zekena. Right, so if he's old or and she's young or vice versa, we say, why would you want to marry someone with such an age gap to you? Klach esel shikmoscha, go marry someone who's like you, baltazim ktata bevesecha, and don't leave to fighting in your ass. The Gemara said, let's speak with Afshalei. Fine, that's true, but the case is where he is capable of being married to all of them. He can deal with the situation. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Right, Mamanavshach. Right? If he's capable, so why is the limit to four? If he's not capable, then he should be constricted, right, to even less than four. So, Iachi, if you look. Tuva nami.
So Gemara, well,
the Gemara doesn't say, and now the Gemara does say, but at that point the Gemara didn't. Now he says, Eitza tova kamashmon arba in tfeilo. It's telling him good advice. Marry four and no more. Ki heichi denimte ona bichodesh. So each of them will get their chiyuv ona bichodesh. Okay? That you'll be with each of them once a month. Great. Explain that line to me.
Well,
first of all, how often is the Gemara assuming you're being with the wife?
Once a week.
So what's the problem, obviously?
Each one's not getting home.
What's the obvious problem with saying once a week?
Well, no, it didn't say what the chiyuv on the bar was.
Meaning?
Whether it was once a week or once a month.
Yeah, meaning, who is this guy that it's the Gemara is assuming it's a case of once a week, which is only as Talmidei Chachamim, right? But what if the guy is a, right, camel driver, right, or a sailor, or a rich heir, right, who sits around and does whatever he does in, if I were a rich man, whatever he would do if he were a rich man, right? What if he's any of those people, right? Doesn't say. But despite that, Rashi reads it and says, look, ona b'chodesh, ona shel talmidei chachamim erev Shabbos, l'erev Shabbos. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Talmud Chacham, right? That's the ukemta you have to make. Pashut. V'zeo asher piryo yitain b'ito b'ksuvos d'mati cholchada one b'chodesh. So Rashi assumes it's a Talmud Chacham. He's sleeping with each of them once a month. So Rashi, and this is the Derech HaMelech and Rishonim, thinks that, again, we have to just deal with the fact that there's an ukemta going on here. So either you think that it's actually Talmud Chacham, or that's the average for people, who knows. But he assumes that Magia L'chol Echad B'chodesh, so what does he assume? Is the Moked of Mitzvah's Ona the Chiyuv of the Baal, or the Schus HaIsha?
Chiyuv of the Baal.
Chiyuv of the Baal, obviously, right? He says, if it's a Talmud Chacham, who we say Onaso Pam B'Shavua, what that means is he has to be with a wife, not each wife, but a wife, once a week. So if he has four wives, only once a month. This is Nifsak La'alacha and Perek Yudal in the Rambam. This is Nifsak La'alacha and Perek in Simon Reish Mem in Arachayim in Shulchan Aruch in the Torah and in Shulchan Aruch and in Simon Ayin Vav in Ibn Ezer. But this is really the Derech HaMelech in Rishonim. And I agree with you, Natanel, it is the counterintuitive Shita, but we will explain it in a minute, okay? But for a moment, right, let's just leave the Shita. What is that ringing? Okay. The Ritva says what I think is intuitive, but is, everywhere else. He says, this is a problem. First problem is
each person's cleave is different.
Yeah, I mean, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara, is not talking about Talmud Chacham. So now he comes up with a huge chiddush, and he says, "Yesh lomar dahacha kevan de isha hiknu lo min hashamayim ula yibum ramya kamei ba'ona kol dehusagile va'afilu bipachos mizeh." So he makes he says a chiddush. He says, I think that this Gemara doesn't tell you anything about ona in general. It tells you only about the ona you are chayev to your yevama, and to your yevama you're chayev less. Because Isha Eknolam and Neshamayim, you didn't marry her, God right, married her to you. Ella, the Anan Minazbi La Eitza, the list like the Gruy Pachos Meona Bechodesh Lachada. We just give him advice that you shouldn't be with him, that he shouldn't be with her less than once a month. Aval, Benosi Nashim Da Alma. But in general cases where you marry, right, you actually marry, not Yibum. Chayiv lasos ona im kol achas v'achas kifi mashehudino kimosham rube perek afalpi. You have to be with each one based on your din, as we outline in Ksubos. V'amru Rabbeinu Zal b'shem Rabozav v'makom shenagu shlo lisa elisha achas ein lo shos lisha acheres alishto d'umna n'muchu d'aday d'ach inzabalei l'nzabach rizei, right, in a place where you don't marry more than one wife, where that's not the minhag, then you shouldn't. Fine. Vavale gechama shenet rashay lasas gamol. Fine. Fine. Then we get into. Then he mentions Karim Dara Gershom. We will leave that aside. Yes.
Ash on this, I thought we said in at least one or two established prakirs that going as yibum, the yivama becomes ishtar.
Hold it. So the Ritva, hold it. The Ritva has, I know what you're about to ask. The Ritva has several chidushim. First, for our purposes, is his chidush in Ona. Right? Rov Rishonim, assume like Rashi, that the chiyuv Ona is the mokedas on the Baal, the Chova Ish. The Ritva holds, the Chova is?
The chud of the wife.
Chud of the wife. In order to get there, Natana, what chidush does he say?
He says that is that way. You don't need to do more, which is a chiddush, because classically the yivama becomes like a normal wife, and therefore ever's
good. The Gemara in Yivama Daf Lametes says that after you have slept with your yivama, now the ishul hold over. She's your wife, right? So the Ritva is mechadish that when the Gemara says ishul hold over, does it mean it?
Seemingly not.
Well, no. Right, the big chiddush of the Ritva is actually not his chiddush in Ona, man, that's a pretty big chiddush, but his big chiddush is actually, in order to justify his shita by Ona, he comes up with a huge chiddush by Yibam, which is that a Yivama, even after she's married, never fully attains the status of Ishto. You're entirely correct. This is a big chiddush of the Ritva. He is not the only person who holds this. There is a very important source that holds this, and that being the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is explicit about this. Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Yivamos, when it discusses the Machlokas of Abba Shaul and the Chachamim, where the Chachamim hold that you don't need, that even if you marry the Yivama, L'shem Ishus, L'shem Noah, L'shem whatever, that it's fine. Abba Shaul says, no, it's Znus. Yes? We know this machlokas. Hold it. So the Yerushalmi there says that it has a case of a person who married who did Yibum. And the Yerushalmi says that Chamesh B'ilo Baal and V'Chamesh Netiyah Nata, right? He had bia five times, he planted five trees, and then it lists the Talmidei Chachamim he had as his children. Right? Now, this Gemara comes up in the Bavli, but in the Bavli it's not 100% clear whether he married five sisters, or five wives of brothers, right, and had five separate children, right? Or he had one wife, he had one Yavama and every bia. He did it l'shei mitzvah and had a child, but in the Yerushalmi it's clear that it's one wife, and it's saying that Abba Shaul Shita, that you need to have the proper kavana, applies to every bia, not just the first bia, right? Pashtus in the Bavli is that it's only bia rishona, because bia rishona is a maisa yibum, and after that nashes yishol chaldavar. But in the Yerushalmi it's clear not that way, that you need kavana l'shei mitzvah, every bia, like the Ritva, that every bia that you have with your Yavama, even after the first one, even after she's your wife, is not like a normal marriage. She maintains the status of Yavama at some level, even after marriage.
A moment ago you said it's not clear whether they're five separate ones.
In the Bavli's version. In the Bavli's version of it. In the Yerushalmi it is clear.
Okay, I don't know why it needs specifying, because clearly they can't be sisters, so then each is a cook of...
Not sister, I corrected myself. Wives of brothers.
You know, I don't know, I'm saying, that isn't that posh, why it needs specifying in Yerushalmi? It's posh that they're obviously wives of brothers, not sisters of each other.
No, that's what I said. It's not clear whether it's... I'll try that again. It's not clear whether it's five different brothers he's doing Yibum for, or one wife, and the Gemara is saying that each Bia... In the Bavli, it could be that he had five brothers who died, and he had one, each of the first Bias, which were the Maisa Mitzvah, he did L'shem Mitzvah and had a child. Right? In the Yerushalmi, it's clear, he had one Yavama, and he slept with her five times L'shem Mitzvah, right, and had a child each time. Haraya, according to the Yerushalmi, the Kavana... of the Kavanas Mitzvah you need in every Bia, not just the first one, which actually effectuates the Yibum, like the Ritva, that the status of Yavama is maintained even after marriage. People got that? A little bit complicated. Yeah?
Wait, so the Maskana is one Yavama, five Bilas?
In the Yerushalmi, for sure. In the Bavli, that's Pashtus also, but there are Rishon V'Cholik on that. But in the Yerushalmi, it's Beferush. Okay. But I'm going to bracket that Chiddush, right? And you can look into it. But coming back to our issue. So what we have here is the Machlokas Rashi, Rambam Tur, etc., and the Ritva, is the Moked of the Mitzvah's Ona, the Chiyuv Habal, or the Schus Ha'isha. Okay? Now, if it's the Schus Ha'isha, it makes a lot of sense. Right? Yes, I think. Right, that's the Svar Pshuta, right? General methodological point. Take the one that's more obvious, right? Explain it, then move to the other one. More obvious one. What?
#RabMordechai.
I was never in Mordechai, but sure, that's fine. The Ritva is really straightforward, right? It just doesn't make any sense, right? The Chiyuv of Ona, where does it come from in the Pasuk? Sheirach, Susav, Ona, Sa, Lo Yigra, which implies that what? Every woman has a right to her husband being with her whatever amount of, whatever number of times it is, right? Ona, Ta, Lo Yigra. And therefore, the husband has to be with each of his wives the number of times he's supposed to be with her. So, but Rav Rishonim don't agree with that. Why not? Because how do they conceptualize it?
Because if you have to have you with your wife every day, then how does it... Like in that case, then how can you have multiple wives?
So I don't know if that's what motivated them, but close... Right?
Like logically.
Well, let's sharpen it. You're getting there, right? Well, let's phrase it differently. Right? At first glance, the Ritva makes a lot of sense. Yes? Mm-hmm. Good. If it's Chus HaIsha, so why does a Talmud Chacham's wife deserve to have her husband be with her less times than a person who is a Batlan?
Because he's there more.
He's doing other mitzvahs. Talmud Chacham's doing other mitzvahs, but this guy should do
Purim. Leave that Talmud Chacham. More than a Chamar, or more than a Gamal, or more than any of those
people. He's available.
He's around, and therefore she sort of expects it, in a sense. As in, if he's Be'en, then she's sort of... Maybe she doesn't have more right to it. Regardless of which one you...
That maybe she doesn't... Yeah, what?
Regardless of whether you say it's, a fear of, it's his right or her right, the fact is...
Not his right, his obligation, her right.
Within
the Moked, yeah.
Regardless of which, the sort of hakir you gave at the beginning, regardless of which end of that we take, the fact is, if they're together more, whoever sort of has the, let's use the word, claim...
Why?
...has more...
Why?
...has more reason to ask. Why? Because the guy's not halfway around the globe. Right?
So what? That's great for the sailor. What about the Talmud Chacham who happens to live in... who actually lives in the city? He just happens to be busy.
Okay, he's busy, but... If that's technicality. He is there, though.
Do you tell a Talmud Chacham not to shake lulav?
I believe not.
Okay, then why should he be made in his mitzvah zona? If the mitzvah zona is every day, so who cares if you Talmud Chacham? So you'll learn less Torah, okay, so you'll learn less Torah when you shake a lulav, too.
You've got Yochi Yodim, what do you mean? You've got Yochi Yodim, it's not, what did you say?
So what's the expectation?
That she can only have expectation based on what her husband is. She knew what her husband was.
So let's look at the formulation.
Argument tomorrow about what if he switches occupations.
Good. So let's look at the formulation in the Rambam, right? And this will, you know, is basically I think how all the other Rishonim took it besides the Ritva. And they say, Onaha mura b'Torah l'kol ish v'ish kifi kocho ukfi melachdo. Right. In other words, right? Bikaron chiyuv ona How often is the chiyuv ona?
How often you can.
Yeah, right? When the Gemara says it's once a week, or once a day, or once a month, or once every 6 months, it's not saying that be karon that you're chiyuv. What's your chiyuv?
As often as you can.
As often as you, right, can be expected to under your life circumstances, right? It just happens to be that then the Gemara tells you, well, normal, tamid dechamim, how often? A week, every once a week. Normal batlonin, every day. Normal sailors, every 6 months, right? But really the chiyuv doesn't have a quantitative aspect to it. The quantitative aspect doesn't an expression of how capable he is. Kifi kocho, right? But if it's kifi kocho, then can you be mechayiv him? Let's say he's a talmid chacham. Can you be mechayiv him to be with all four of his wives every week?
No,
because the whole point is really mitzvah's own is it has to be with his wife or wives as much as can be expected. But he has multiple wives. That doesn't change his physical makeup. That doesn't change his situation. Let me read the Rambam before you ask questions. Right? Let's get through it. Ketzad bnei adam habriyim harachim v'hanugim she'ein lahem melacha shemechab. And then he expresses this idea explicitly in Alpha Gimel. No say Adam kama nashim afilu meya bein v'las achas bein v'zuach arzu v'ein ishto yichol la'akev v'ushi yachol itin sherksus v'ona karoy l'kol achas v'achas v'ein yachol lachov ozan lishkon v'chatzar achas el kol achas v'achas v'atzma. He's allowed to marry as many wives as long as he can give sherksus and ona to all of them. V'kama hi onasan lifi minyan kate, right, according to the number, kate said Paul, Shayelu Shte Nashim, Yesh Lazu Ona Achal Bashabis, Lazu Ona Achal Bashabis, Hello Arba Nashim, Nim says Ona Kol Achas, Mehem Pam Achas Bashab, Shte Shabbatot, Vichule, Vichule. Okay? The Beis Shmuel just notes in the next source that this is the Shita, and he notes the Ritva, really quotes the Nuke Yosef, he quotes the Ritva. I'm sorry, you're right. There's two Rishonim technically. It's the Ritva and the Mugiyos, according to the Ritva. Hold this way. Kedishi Agiyah, Lekol Echad Onen Becholik, Shonolo Shalo, Bechol Shavua, Pam Achash, Shuveses, Barov Nashim, Shol Shem Yom, Nimza Megiyah, Laona, Kodem, Aveses, Shalo, Aval Taya, Yochalisa, Yoser, etc. Bechol Zed, Lokin, Uke Yosef, Perek, Achole, Shekosev, Dafka, Biyavama, It, Marshinose, Arba Nashim, Avashar Nashim, Chayev, Lekol Achas, Ona, Shalo. Okay? What? The Mikhail Yosef just quotes the Ritva, and the Beis Shmuel just points out that we don't pasuk in that way. Okay? So that's the first question in Mitzvah's Ona, right? Is it fundamentally, right, now we can come back and clarify it, right? When I say, is it Zchus HaIsh or Chovas HaIsh, right, Chovas HaIsh, what do I really mean? Is it that Ona means that every woman has the right to her husband being with her X number of times, right? Or is it that a husband be karon is chayv to be with his wife as much as possible? These numbers that Chazal pick are just an expression of what is reasonable to expect. The nafka mina is going to be, what if you have multiple wives? Is it that you then have to be with each wife, like the Ritva? Or do you have to be, right, sach hakol, one, right, the number of times that you are expected to yona with one of your wives? And in brackets, we noted that in order for the Ritva to say Chiddush, she has to be Mechadish and Yavama, that Yavama maintains herself as Yavama and not Ishto, even after the Maisa Yivam. Yes, Nintendo.
Apologies. I understand the Ritva and the Yerushalmi. So Ishto Lechal Dabar, so
it doesn't mean it.
We've clarified, yeah.
It doesn't mean it.
So why are those words used? As in, I understand we've re-clarified, but I don't get how it's got there.
What are you talking about? There's some million...
It doesn't mean it. So is it
that aren't taken to books, will be taken literally.
It doesn't mean it. Ishul l'choldavar. Nitano, al-regal achaz. What it means is, Ishul l'choldavar, meaning she's his wife, and now anyone who sleeps with her would be chayav misa, as opposed to, before that she didn't, right? He wouldn't. Right before she wasn't his wife. Now she is,
so that's
right?
That's
and now he is chayv and sherek sosanona. It's just that, right? Less. Right? He's not saying not at all. Right?
But the chiyuv have been present. Yeah. Okay.
At some level, yeah. So there's,
okay.
You know.
And you mentioned before the idea of his responsibility, her right, something like that. But Does that mean because of these technicalities, some will talk about being busy or whatever else, or any of the ideas we just discussed, does that mean effectively a technicality can limit her right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Fine. So that's question one in Mitzvah's Ona. The second question... Oh, I forgot to put this... Shoot. The second question is the extent to which the Mitzvah's Ona and the Chiyuv Peruvu overlap. Okay? I missed one source that I meant to put. So I'll say it. Baal Peh. That's fine. The Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, of Halacha Bet, of Yishuzra, the next Perek, it says that until a man is Mekayim Peruvu, he's Chayiv to be with his wife, Bichol Ona, until he's Mekayim Peruvu, and she's not allowed to be Mochelas. Right? But once he's had kids, she's allowed to be Mochelas. So the Rambam seems to think that, and it makes a lot of sense, right? When a man is with his wife, there are actually two chiyuvim that happen simultaneously, right? One is,
Ona.
Right, Ona, his obligation to his wife, and the second is
Peruvu.
His obligation to Peruvu. How often is he obligated to try to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Peruvu?
It depends on his occupation.
Right, for the same reason, right, this doesn't work for the Ritva, right, because the Ritva is about the wife. But if it's about the husband, meaning that fundamentally Ona is, you're chayiv to be Mekayim Ona as much as you physically can, so it makes a lot of sense. Just like I'm expected to be with my wife as much as I physically can be expected to do, I'm chayiv to try to be Mekayim Peruvu as much as physically I can. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So, the two chiyuvim practically overlap until what point?
You have a child.
Until you have a child, then they don't overlap. Right? The number stays the same, but then the only nafkamina that you're going to see is what? Mechila, right? Is that before, one second, right? Before you have a child, since every time you're with your wife, it's also a kiyum of Peruvu. I'm going to bracket the question of, is Peruvu a mitzvah, b'maisa, totsa, etc., because I really don't want to get into it. But at any rate, the Rambam says it's clear that you have to try to be Mekayim Peruvu, right? Or have a child, at least once per ona. At that point, the wife can't be mocheles, because even if she can be mocheles on the aspect of ona, she cannot peruvu. Once you had a child, then she can be mocheles, so the only thing left is ona. And it's clear that even if it's the chovas agavra, it's the chovas aish, it's the chovas aish to be with his wife if she wants it, right? He's not chayef to impose his will on her.
What's the overlap of onas?
What?
Like, what's the overlap of onus? Like, if she can't be mochelis, isn't that...
No, she can't be mochelis before they have children. Once you have had children, she can be.
So before, is there no problem of onus then before you have children?
No, there's still a problem of actual marital rape, right? That's usser. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chav. Right? Halacha was the only legal system until the middle of the 20th century that recognized the category of marital rape.
I know that. That's why I'm asking.
Yes, but it means she can't be mochelas. You obviously can't force yourself on her, and you still have to, she still has to want it.
Is it sort of the Shemitah question? If I don't make my land...
No. It just means that you're chayev... The way it's phrased in halacha is you're chayev lefayis ishto. Is that if she doesn't want it, then you...
Okay.
It's your obligation. If in the end of the day she says no, so you're an onus. You're an onus, right? Not rape. You're just... You can't be mekayim your mitzvah, right? She's sick. Right? For a few weeks. She just doesn't have the energy to be with you. Right? Okay, so you're an onus. You can't attempt to be Mekayim Peruvu now. In my lawsuit. Right? You don't rape her. Right? That's right. We don't... Right? We are opposed to marital rape in halacha, period. Right? Okay. I understand this. In America, it's not recognized as illegal like 1960s or something. Right? But halacha was opposed to it. Right? It's Gemara Nedarim. Okay? Fine. So pashtus is what the Rambam says. Is that there are two intertwined chiyuvim that have the same zman... And before you have a child, you're Mekayim double, and the wife cannot be Mocheles. Afterwards, the wife can be Mocheles because the primary chiv is an Ona. Because at that moment, once you have two kids, right, a male and a female, you are Pater, whatever, from Peruvu. Okay? The Prisha has a very confusing shita here where he paskins like the Ritva, he seems to confuse those issues. So let's read it. He has a lot of chidushim here. He's not a Risha.
Who's the Prisha?
He's a Perish on the tour. Right? He also wrote the Drisha and the Sma. Okay? So kedeshi agil kol achas ona b'chodesh nirish shesfir lekevin shemudal chadam liza kama shiurza imkain mistama day dachi noza mitchila sheisa od nashem aleil shemikol makom lo yigron as a bagam b'am achas b'chodesh da filuk shenasim lo rishus ein lo is acher yosing wasav leil b'simin ze. V'achidam inam defol shonas ishto shteipam b'shavua kishiisa arba nashim tia onazan b'am achas shtei shavatot dahainu meir ishto shonas b'am b'shavua. Vim nasnal rishus mutter lo lis acher shlosha onos yoser v'chein b'sofan shonasan l'sheish b'sapan shonasan l'shisha chalashim rishusam mutter lo lis acher shteishanim ki onas shekavu chom l'kol ish ein al isha agaz ela sheish lo yimna mil shamesh mitaso rosa rose yoser mizman shekavu lo. Right, so he right. I'm sorry. He goes like the tour, right? That it's, but he you just see that he overlaps the chiyuv peruvu shamish mitaso. He doesn't seem to recognize there are two separate chiyuvim that actually tend to overlap. He thinks they're identical, which is not clear. I should have put the piece in the Drisha, and I'll just bracket it. Forget what I said for now. The Drisha does have a complicated Chita. If you want, I wrote an article on this, and you can see the complicated analysis of the Drisha's position, but for the moment, right, the Chiddush is not here in the Precha, so in the Drisha, I just put the wrong one. Okay, we'll leave it on the side. The basic Chakira, again, the two Chakiras, one is it focused on the Chiyuv Ha'ish, or the Yitzchus Ha'isha. The second issue is the relationship to Peruvu, Pashas, they're two chiyuvim that run in tandem and overlap until you have children. The last point I want to make briefly is that it seems to be, and this is the last line in the Drisha, which is why I thought I was putting the right thing, but I was putting the wrong one, but the last line is still relevant. Right, he says, right, that the Iker Ona Hamura Binashem Ona Solo Yikra, right, what is really the mitzvah of Ona? Hainu shiroa shi mishtokeket a love. Right? That's where what? Right? What's the ikra mitzvah zona according to the Prisha?
As if she doesn't ask.
When you see that your wife wants to be with you, right? That really, 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 the mitzvah of ona, right? Everything I've been talking about is a misnomer. Really, ona talo yagra means what?
Use her whenever she wants. Whatever.
You have to be right. You have to be with her when she wants, right? You can't, right? You have a basic chiyuv to be with your wife to, right? Be to fulfill your marital obligations. Sure, the basic yesod of the whole thing is that you have to be with her when she wants, right? Then we can don. Okay, well, how is the chiyuv formulated? Is it that she has a schus that at least every time, you know, every X amount of time you'll be with her, or you have to be with her as much as is reasonable based on your strength? We can done in it, but fundamentally at its core, the mitzvah ona is to be misameach your wife through ona, right? And that's why there are other halachos in addition to all these that if your wife is making it clear that she wants to be with you, that you have to be with her, right? That's the halacha. Now, now whether what I just said is true or not comes down to the following Gemara, or is most expressed in the following Gemara, Gemara Yivama Samach Beis, and comes from other places as well. Amar Yishu ben Levi, Chayim on the Lifkot is Ishto B'Shashu Yotze LeDerech, Shenemar V'Yadata Ki Shalom O'Alecha. A person must be with his wife when he's about to go on a journey, right? Because V'Yadata Ki Shalom O'Alecha. And then the Gemara goes on to explain Ki, right, when you're Yotze LeDerech, right, in Isha Mishtokekes, El Baila, right, because she's going to miss you, right, you have to be with your wife. Right, so the Gemara here formulates another chiyuv of ona, which is anytime you travel, right? Before you travel, you have to be with your wife. Now, there's a machlokas rishonim and achronim. Well, really, in the achronim, it doesn't really appear so much in rishonim. There's machlokas in poskim. Is this chiyuv only if you're going to miss mitzvahs ona? Right, you're a talmud chacham, you're going to be away a week and a half, or even if you're not going to be away and miss mitzvahs ona. Right, so the ones who say that it's only if you're going to miss mitzvah ona, what do they think? That fundamentally they deny what I just said, right? Ona is really just a quantitative, right, a quantifiable chiyuv. You have to be with your wife X number of times, right? This chiyuv is just that if you're going to miss it, so then you, in anticipation of missing it, you have to make sure that you, right, keep the cheshbon proper. Okay? But pashtus, is if you read the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? No, when you travel, ishtem shtekeket el baila, right, that's the continuation of the Gemara, that, right, she's going to miss you, so she wants to be close to you, so you have to be with her. But what does it highlight? Like the Prisha said, that bikaron, 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 what's really the chiyuv ona, right, the most basic chiyuv ona, besides for all these numerical issues, right, is?
You have to be with your wife.
You have to be with your wife when, right, when it's reasonable that she would want to be with you. Can you let me finish my sentences? So, I'll admit that there are some achronim who try to have it both ways. They say that it's only if you're going to miss the ona, because only if you're away long enough that you would miss mitzvah's ona, will she miss you enough that she'll want to be with you. But Pasha's not that way.
Should I even open up the question, what if you have multiple wives?
No. Now, Tosus here, the context of the Gemara, in one of the places, is that there's an isser to be with your wife, Samuch Lovesta, right? Without getting to the details, right, within a certain amount of period before she's expected to have her period. Okay? That isser is waived if you're Yotzei L'derech. Okay? Pashtus, that means you're allowed to actually be with your wife, right? Even at a time which would normally be usher, right? Not during Nida, but during this particular time of Samach Lavesta, because of the Chiyuv Ona. Rabbi Tam holds that's not the case. He thinks that it doesn't mean Tashmish, right? This, you can read it. It doesn't mean Tashmish. It means that you, other forms of intimacy, making sure that, you know, you talk to her and that she feels like you're there before you leave. Right, so without getting to all the chidushim latent in Rabbeinu Tam, right, such as thinking that chiyuv ona is not necessarily actually about sexual relations and that it's more expansive than that, which is the basic chidush of Rabbeinu Tam. The other thing which is clear from Rabbeinu Tam is what I just said, right? Is that this is not just if you miss mitzvah's ona, because he's creating a new type of ona entirely, which obviously you can't be mekayim your normal mitzvah's ona through, right, other forms of intimacy. So haraya, right, at least Rabbeinu Tam understood the Gemara the way I did. So what that tells you is that really what I've been saying until now, while it's true, it's not the whole story. Because really, 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 the mitzvah's ona is to be with your wife as much as, right, when she is to keep her emotionally satisfied, right, by being with her when it's expected, right? Under normal circumstances, so we can don, what does that mean? X number of times because she has a right to it, or as much as you're capable of. But there are times when it's clear you have to be with her above and beyond, such as Leil Tvila, right? Yotzei Lederech. And other cases where emotionally there's just going to be a need for it. And since Bikaron, really, really what the mitzvah is only about is key, is, right, is satisfying your wife's emotional needs through Ona, right, there are going to be other obligations that don't fall into the rubric of the Gemara in Ksuvos. Okay,